iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to iGlobal Radio. This is the iMoney Show and today I am joined by Krishma Vagela, who is the independent franchise consultant and startup mentor at franchisefutures.co.uk. Krishma joins us today and she has a wealth of knowledge, but I'll give you some background towards Krishma right now. Krishma is the founder and franchise futures and business futures person, and she's the go-to person. She has over 12 years experience in franchising and also business development and is now a franchise and business consultant and mentor. Krishma's list of achievements include becoming a 5 times business awards finalist, a judge for multiple business awards and other independent franchise consultant for Europe's leading franchise consultancy. Krishma, a very warm welcome to you. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, today we're going to be talking about franchising, but not franchising in the sense that go out and get an existing business. This is more about business owners themselves expanding. And we're talking about where businesses can expand with less capital. Franchised units generally perform better than company-owned units. And also, the franchises themselves can exercise a higher degree of control through the franchise agreement. So for business owners listening to our broadcast today, this is an ideal opportunity for them to suddenly think out of the box and think, I've got a really successful business here. Maybe I think I ought to think about franchising this business and expanding it in a slightly different way. Hopefully you're going to be able to talk to us through that and the whole scenario and process of going through this. So I'd like to kick off, if I may, Krishma, by asking you, how does franchising your business help your business as a person? Let's say I'm in business, I'm running an incredibly successful fish and chip takeaway or whatever, or fast food takeaway, and I'd like to franchise it. What would you say to that?
Okay, so there are many factors to consider. It's not quite as easy as I've got a great business here, I want to franchise it. And often that's what we come across as consultants. It's a faster route to expand. However, to be successful in franchising, not only do you need to have a business model that's tried and tested, so it should be operational for a period of a year or more. Ideally, it'd be great if they have multiple sites which are owned by the business owner. It shows that the business has worked in one location. They themselves have multiplied to maybe a second or third location. However, it's not necessary, because initially there is a pilot phase to franchising. But to franchise successfully, you need to be a profitable business. You need to have achieved your break-even points. You even had return on investment to then move into franchising. Now, it takes a certain person to become a good franchisor. You need to be very ambitious. You need to be considering how your franchise of the business side of the business is going to grow in terms of infrastructure, because you will need to put more human resources into it for support purposes, for recruiting franchisees. It's not just a one-man band operation. So you have to, if you've got an existing business, you're running that business or you're managing that business, franchising becomes a complete separate entity to that.
So capital is required. So you need capital and you need resources, first of all.
Yeah, and it should be retained profits, because what you don't want to do is start financing or getting loans and things to franchise, because it shows you haven't really got money in the business to put towards that pot.
Yes.
So use your retained profits. It shows that you're successful, and use them wisely.
So I suppose the question to be asked here is, how does franchising your business help your business? You see, franchising is a tried and tested business growth strategy that has enabled many entrepreneurs to build wide-scale businesses and and networks as well. So learning how the franchise company can actually help one's business to expand, or perhaps other mentors, and franchising your business is, I suppose, the process of expanding your business, Krishma, as part of the franchise model. So franchising your business to help your business is quite a tricky scenario, as you've just explained to us. And it takes more than just thought. It takes resources, it takes capital, and lots of other things. So when it comes to being the owner of a business, one must think twice before, well, hang on, I might be doing okay, and I've got a pot of money that I can dispose of and use to expand my business. But there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really imperative that you use a really good consultant or consultancy that's got experience. They can prove that they've got experience as well, because the process that we go through in franchising, and somebody like me, I mean, I may not speak for other consultants because I'm pretty different like that, I guess, and that's from my business development and marketing background and what I do now, is branding is very key.
Yes.
So everything, certainly from my perspective, when I'm looking at business development generally, and franchising is a part of that, branding is key, because a franchisee will buy your trademark, your brand. So if that brand doesn't look right, if it isn't portrayed in the right way, if maybe the business name is wrong for expansion purposes, then it needs to be rethought. And that could be, in many cases, we've had to go back to the drawing board, rebrand, restructure, and then trademark that brand. And then we look at your the blueprint of your business concept. So we're putting this business onto paper in a report form, so we know how a franchise looks, and what we are selling to a prospective franchisee or investor. That will also come with a set of financials which are prepared by the consultants. Those financials are assumptions made, taking into account how well you've done in your business, what it's cost you to set up your business, to operate your business. And then we look at a forecast of almost 5 years. And that takes into account how many franchisees you are likely to recruit over a period of 5 years, year on year, how much you can charge in terms of a franchise fee, which then incorporates how much is it going to cost me to recruit a franchisee? How much is it then going to cost them to set up a fish and chip shop, a chicken takeaway? It's not just that. It could be anything. It could be a small business, a big business, anything that is transferable into other locations and is successful. So we need to get that all on paper. Does this look feasible financially for you as a franchisor and for the franchisee? Because it needs to be a win-win situation.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com.
How long does it take to franchise a business? And typically it could be anything from, I suppose, as you mentioned, it takes quite some time, and you mentioned earlier in our conversation it's not something that happens overnight, but there's must be a lot of unique factors related to the business or the industry that you're working in that govern this. So how long does it take to franchise a business?
That would depend on capital. Is one of the things, you know, do you have the ready capital there to invest for it to just happen over 3 to 6 months? Maybe you want to draw it out and you want to pay in installments and then have chunks of the work done over a period of 6 to 12 months. So there is that flexibility these days, and I think that's really necessary. But the first phase is typically, is your business franchisable? So You might go through phase one with the blueprint we discussed, with the financial reports that we discussed, and that will indicate whether there are any flaws in the numbers, whether you need to sort of have a higher turnover for it to be feasible for both parties, whether there needs to be some changes in the operating costs for it to look a lot more franchisable. So that's the first piece of work, and that's the most crucial bit that a business owner needs to have done. And then there might be a break for them to go away and sort of look at that data. And then they might come back either immediately, because we say, yes, this is cracking, let's go with it, it works absolutely in favor of both parties, and they'll get straight on with it. Otherwise, there'll be a break period and they'll come back for phase two, which is the development phase, which is where we draw up the operations manual. So the Bible, you know, of your business is how your business operates. We then draw up the franchise agreement in conjunction with that and work with our franchise lawyers. We then start putting together the franchise offering, what we call the FIM, the franchise information memorandum, or the franchise brochure. We start preparing the marketing collateral, and that's your website, any brochures, any work the work that needs to go towards
the marketing, marketing and the advertising of the business as well, which leads me really nicely onto asking you, how much should it actually cost to franchise my business? And I know this might ultimately depend on who you're actually working with, Krishma. So how much should it actually cost to franchise my business?
It would typically cost you around £20,000 to £40,000, typically. And the reason for that is a lot of work goes into creating the blueprints. It then comes down to your agreement, which is typically a £4,000 to £5,000 cost there, which is done through a BFA, a British Franchise Association accredited lawyer. That's what we as franchise consultants would recommend. And then we go through the process of drawing up the operations manual. Now, if you imagine somebody writing that manual, which can be anything above 300 pages for a business, that's a lot of work. A lot of time goes into that.
We are talking to Krishma Vagela, independent franchise consultant and startup mentor.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com.
Krishma, if I may ask you, for the benefit of those people who are thinking of franchising and getting into business from abroad, how does a franchisor work in the UK? Because I understand it gives the franchisee the right to perhaps use one's brand and business systems in their own business. Secondly, may just enable the person or the franchisor to control the franchisee to ensure that they follow the systems exactly. Am I right then in understanding, and you can help me out with this one if you could, Krishma, is there any form of regulation over franchise businesses that might want to start up in this country? Because iGlobal Radio's audience is diverse, and there's people listening to us from all over the world. So they may be thinking, I want to go to the UK and start up my own franchise business there.
Yeah, it works a little bit differently country on country. In the UK, we are not regulated in franchising. We have a great body, you know, British Franchise Association, of which I'm an accredited member through the other consultancy that I work with. But we are not regulated in the UK. However, international franchising or those wanting to come into the UK is far more trickier, because you do need to be UK-based to have a business to then grow into the UK. However, what we also support with, and what the consultancy you would have started with would support with, is growth internationally outside of the UK. So you've already made your mark nationally. You now have interest, or you would like to expand into the Middle East, into, you know, in Europe. Absolutely, that's possible. But again, there are consultancies in those countries that we would, as UK consultants, work with to make sure you can sell the rights of your franchise to somebody, what we call a master franchisee in another country. So like you are the main franchisor, you will have master franchisees in other countries.
I see.
And then they will sub-franchise within that country. So again, you're getting a franchise fee, you're getting royalties, but on a bigger level, because you're selling either a country or a state to a master franchisee.
And guess what comes to mind? And guess what comes to mind immediately? Forgive me for interrupting you. The great big yellow M. The great big yellow M. You know what I'm talking about. The big burger chain, McDonald's, and various other chains like that fall into that category, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, McDonald's is one of the biggest brands. If you're if you're talking franchising and generally fast food brand, it is that big M. But it's not all food and beverage, and people don't realize that. There are, you know, so many kids' activities businesses out there giving, most of the time, it's mums or dads the opportunity to run a business part-time, flexibly, around their kids. But there's dog walking businesses. There's even a cat hotel.
Wow.
You know, it's yeah, there are just under 1,000 franchise businesses that we know of in the UK.
Yeah.
But it's how successful they are. And that depends on the route they've taken to franchise, and in particular, the advice they've been given to go down that path.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Krishma, you mentioned earlier on some pitfalls about franchising. Briefly go through those as we come towards the close of the program.
Yes, absolutely imperative that you work with a trustworthy consultant, because you need to make sure that your business is not being franchised, you know, you've got a poor brand and you've not been sort of given that advice. You want to work with a reputable company, somebody that's going to be very transparent, because two of the biggest mistakes in franchising are rapid growth, that you just grow too fast. You just want to sell on franchises, and you become very numbers orientated rather than people orientated. Because you need to run a pilot franchise first, which is set up 3 to 5 locations which are being franchised. Learn from that, adapt your business model, your financial projections, and then grow year on year. You can take on more franchisees. Mm. Just don't run before you can walk, because that is one of the biggest mistakes people make. The second is recruiting the wrong franchisee into the business. That can have a lot of financial impact in future. It can damage your brand, and it can also create a very negative feeling amongst the network. And a lot of what I say comes from experience.
Yeah.
It's not reading a book and saying this is from my own experience.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
We are talking to Krishma Vaghela, independent franchise consultant and startup mentor. Krishma, for those people who wish to find out more about franchising, not to become a franchisee, but franchising their own businesses, which is what we've been talking about here today in our discussion in this program, how can people go about finding out more about this, getting in touch with you and getting on the right track and helping them to get the right resources to start up their businesses in that sense?
Okay, so initially, people contact me. It's Franchise Futures. If you Google me, I'm sure you'll find me. It's an initial phone call to understand what stage their business is in. You know, if you're in 6 months and all of a sudden, you know, you feel like, oh, you know, we're earning, our turnover is great week on week, doing this for 6 months, it's not enough. But what we can do is give you an idea of the process, how this works, what the first step is, which is the blueprint, when that comes in, the costs related to that, and then what the next phase is, phase two will involve, and then the additional services like the recruitment. So you would get in touch with us. It's an initial free phone call, a meeting, even a Zoom meeting, to understand your business model. We're also give you an insight on your brand, because if we look at your brand, you know, at 6 months stage and think, I don't think this is going to be, you know, your business doesn't look great when we're on social media or we're looking at your branding. The number of times, you know, you walk into a business and you think, really, is this a franchise? It's our job to give that advice. And that's as honest as we have to be as consultants, is give you the right advice to make sure, if franchising is in the future for you, what do you need to do now to prepare?
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.